We're talking the king. Here at Rosie on the House, the king of Arizona barbecue, Val Romero from the Arizona Grill and Hearth Company in Tucson, Arizona. Val, we've already burned up an hour, man.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Went by quick.
We have burned up an hour. Listen, we're not going to be able to finish all my talking points here I want to get to. So if folks wanted to get an invite to your barbecue event, how would they do that?
Again, a couple different ways. You can always like us on our Facebook page, Arizona Grill and Hearth, or The King of Barbecues.
Okay.
Find us that way in the Arizona Grill, and then the asterisk sign, the little and sign, Hearth, is where you're going to find us at down in Tucson.
Okay.
Or you can email me, Val, V-A-L, at azgrill, G-R-I-L-L. The letter N, and then Hearth, HEARTH.com.
Very good. And why don't we give your phone number out? Is anyone there answering today?
Not today.
Okay, so it'd be Monday.
It'd be Monday.
But here's the phone number if you'd like to get a hold of Val at Arizona Grill and Hearth.
520-623-0924.
All right. Now, we can't finish a conversation of barbecue without talking about cleaning. Do you clean the barbecue while it's still warm before you sit down and eat, or you just come out and do it the next morning?
It all depends on preference. Most of the time, I know me included, the food's off, getting it inside, it's time to eat.
Amen.
And enjoy.
I'm with you. And again, for me, remember that strategy I told you earlier about if it's people I want to hang with, I do one style. If it's people I want to be busy with, if it's people I want to hang with, I take it off the grill. I'll get this tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be there when you wake up.
But if you're ever at my house and I'm cleaning the grill right after and I'm asking everybody, please go sit down while I clean this while it's warm. It's the only way to really get it clean.
That means you should probably start looking for your keys.
It's another one of my tactics just to limit my mingling. That's all.
Aren't you guys done eating yet?
All right. So you clean it the next day. How do you clean a barbecue, and what should you use, and how clean do you really need it? Being a Cajun and cooking in a lot of cast iron, we never soap our cast iron. We never put anything except water on a cast iron. Then you warm it to dry it so there's no rust. And that's called seasoning.
That's correct.
If you went to my house right now and you opened the lid to my grill, there'd be one word that would come to mind. Rosie, that's a season. That is a seasoned barbecue.
You know, but you are absolutely right. The best grills are seasoned grills. I know a lot of people want to get that brand new look on the grill, and they are companies that offer the whole grill cleaning on that one. But the main thing is like on your cooking surface itself. It is a seasoned cook grid. You know, if you take off, the best way for me, just brush down your cooking grid. If it's a stainless steel grid, you want to use a stainless steel bristled brush on it. If it's a porcelain steel or porcelain cast iron, you need to use a brass brush because a brass brush is less abrasive than the stainless steel. A stainless steel gives you the opportunity to damage the porcelain finish. So you need to make sure if you are brushing porcelain cook grids, use something brass. The biggest thing you're going to want to clean up are the briquettes or the flavor plates underneath it. If you get too much gunk buildup on top of that, enough grease falls down from brats or whatever you're doing, all of a sudden you've got an inferno and flames shooting out the back of your grill. And that's the last thing you want to do. So if you're going to clean anything, most of all, make sure you check those briquette racks and that drip tray. Keep that drip tray clean as well.
Your opinion of the grill bot?
Ah, yes. There's a little creation out there called the grill bot, and it's the easy way to clean your grill. Basically, you put batteries in it, you put it in your grill, you close the hood, and let it do the work for you. It's just a bristled a machine that just goes around. It hits the wall, bounces around, goes this way, goes that way, and it does all the work for you. So you come out an hour later or so and turn it off and put it away.
Last one, real quick, ceramic grills. There's a lot of manufacturers on the market. Do y'all carry any?
We carry the Primo brand ceramic grill. I love that grill / smoker, oval in shape, and does a phenomenal, phenomenal job.
And as you mentioned earlier, it's the only one still made in America.
Yep, Primo, still made in the USA.
Excellent.
And congratulations to all our people who fought for our independence. Amen.
Thank you very much for that. So we're wrapping up the 4th of July celebration here at Rosie on the House. Like I say, we're here with the King of Arizona Barbecue. Hopefully, in this morning's class, history class, you came away with a few points on the Declaration of Independence that you can take to your holiday party this afternoon and become the Declaration of Independence snob, and you can shove little significant points that you never knew about the Declaration before down your family's throat.
Are you giving away the barbecue basket?
We're giving away the barbecue basket by asking if you know my new nickname. After throwing out the opening pitch for the Diamondback game versus the Rockies Thursday night, what is Rosie's new nickname? We have a gift basket of barbecue sauces provided by our partner, the Cactus Candy Company. It's Grandma Coyote's basket of six flavors. And dial the number, 1-888-767-4348. What is Rosie's new nickname after throwing the opening pitch? Folks, we hope if you've been listening the last 3 or 4 hours that you've got something out of the show that you can take and pay forward over the course of this next week to encourage, uplift, educate, and protect someone in your life. It's Rosie on the House. Y'all have a great week, a blessed 4th of July, and we'll be back next Saturday morning. What a wonderful world.